It's Tuesday, July 7th, 2020. I'm Tom Maloney with Lakeshore Public Radio. This is your midday news update. Stay tuned for the latest on an assault in Bloomington over the holiday weekend and the corresponding protest that followed, as well as continued temporary layoffs at a Maryville-based company. Then we'll get the latest Pick 3 and Pick 4 midday lotto picks, as well as your weather forecast for the remainder of the week. A black man says a group of white men assaulted him and threatened to, quote, get a noose, unquote, after claiming that he and his friends had trespassed on private property as they gathered at an Indiana lake over the 4th of July weekend. Vox Booker is a local civil rights activist and member of the Monroe County Human Rights Commission. He posted cell phone video on Facebook that shows part of the altercation. He says he called 911 Saturday after the men assaulted him and pinned him to a tree at Lake Monroe, south of Booker's hometown of Bloomington. Law enforcement officers with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources are investigating. Meanwhile, police say that they're searching for two people who were in a car that struck a woman, knocking her unconscious, and dragged a man during a protest over the assault of Vox Booker by a group of white men. Police Captain Ryan Pedigo told the Associated Press today that the collision happened Monday evening in downtown Bloomington. Pedigo says the 29-year-old woman was knocked unconscious and taken to a hospital with a cut on her head. The man who was dragged suffered scrapes. The protesters were demanding arrests in the assault of Vox Booker at Lake Monroe over the holiday weekend. Maryville-based White Lodging Services Corporation extended temporary layoffs for more than 600 employees at three hotels in Indiana. The hotels affected by the notice include the JW Marriott and the Downtown Marriott in Indianapolis and the Courtyard by Marriott in Fort Wayne. In a notice to the state, the hospitality company said it notified the workers in March of the furloughs and possible layoffs as the pandemic continued to unfold. The company said last week that the layoffs were being extended, perhaps as long as 6 months. The Small Business Administration released information yesterday on companies and other groups that received a loan through the Paycheck Protection Program, better known as PPP. In Indiana, almost 12,000 PPP loans for more than $150,000 were given out to companies, including candy producer Albany's Confectionery and auto racing company Andretti Autosport. Most PPP loans handed out to Hoosier businesses were for less than $150,000. The smallest loan? $52. While demographic information, including race and gender, was available for some of the loans, most applicants didn't provide those details. The program has drawn criticism for not helping small businesses enough during the first round of funding. Some advocates also say shops owned by people of color were not helped as much as they should have been. Public media organizations, including some Indiana public broadcasting stations, also received loans through the Paycheck Protection Program. There's a continued air quality alert through tonight for several locations across northwest Indiana. The alert declared by the Indiana Department of Environmental Management for Gary, Hammond, Maryville, Portage, Valparaiso, Chesterton, Michigan City, and LaPorte. This means children, seniors, and anyone with a heart or lung condition should avoid strenuous work outside or outside exercise. IDEM says hot weather and pollution from things like cars and factories creates more ground-level ozone that can make it more difficult to breathe and cause coughing. People can help reduce ground-level ozone by walking, biking, or working from home. If you do have to drive your car, IDEM says make fewer trips and turn off your engine if you're idling for more than 30 seconds. You can also set your thermostats to higher than 75 degrees. Looking at your midday lotto picks today, your daily 3, 1, 9, 2, and the Super Bowl is 4. Your daily 4, 3, 1, 5, 5, and the Super Bowl is 4. Looking at your Lakeshore weather forecast this afternoon, scattered showers and thunderstorms across the region, mainly between 2 and 5 o'clock today, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 92. The heat index values as high as 96 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near 71. Wednesday, mostly sunny, a high near 90, the heat index up to 95. Thursday, a slight chance of showers between 10 and 1, then thunderstorms roll in the afternoon, otherwise mostly sunny, a high near 93. Friday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny skies, a high near 88. Tune in this afternoon at 4 o'clock for All Things Considered with Sharon Jackson, providing the latest news, traffic, and weather for Northwest Indiana. For Lakeshore Public Radio and your midday news update, I'm Tom Maloney.